Welcome to Dish Nation.
Hey.
Yes,
hey.
I hope you're ready for a fun show, because we're going to have more fun than the law will allow.
Oh, wow.
Well, okay. We'll have a lot of fun. I don't know about that much fun. All right, let's say hi to our cohorts first over there in Atlanta.
Atlanta,
Chewy,
what's up, everybody?
What's up, baby?
What's up, y'all?
All right, coming up, we're going to get an update on Kanye's presidential campaign. And later on, some thirst trapping with the stars. And we got Chrissy Teigen and John Legend more. But first, Portia, what you got?
Well, guys, get ready because it's time for the baby report. Congratulations are in order to the Nicki Minaj because she just announced that she is pregnant.
Yay!
That's right. So, Chewy, go ahead and tell us all about her pregnancy announcement.
All right. So, a lot of people thought Nicki and her husband, Kenneth Petty, might be expecting. But check this out, y'all. Nicki confirmed it on Instagram, showing off her baby bump with the hashtag Preggers. So, congratulations to them. Check out that bright yellow hair, y'all, and those big old heels. I'm loving the heels, Nicki. Now, Portia, would you expect anything less than this type of picture from Nicki? It's pretty awesome.
It is. Now, you know what? I know Nicki loves to do, like, the natural look, and then she does, like, the super off-the-charts Nicki look. I'm glad she went with this look. It's fun. Like, I'm sure if she's like me, she's going to have, like, thousands of maternity shoots. Like, I had so many different shoots. This is just only one, and I'm excited. Super colorful. You could tell from the picture she's really excited with all the colors.
Here's what's depressing to me. I could do this exact same photo shoot, and I'm not pregnant. This my COVID baby. This my quarantine baby.
This hashtag preggers, Heidi. Hashtag preggers.
Lots of stripper heels, Heidi. I know you got some.
Wow.
Of course.
Yeah. She got stripper work boots.
Now, anyway, all right. Someone else who's pregnant is Katy Perry, and she's clearing up something, y'all. Now, there's a rumor going around that Jennifer Aniston is her baby's godmother, and she said that's not true. It's just a fun rumor, and she has no idea where it came from, actually. Well, now here's a different announcement. Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel already have their baby.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Did we know she was pregnant?
Please tell us. How did this go down?
Okay, this is crazy because I didn't know this either, but yes, Jessica Biel and Justin Timberlake welcomed their second child, another baby boy. This happened last week. I know, it's insane. Nobody even knew she was pregnant. Now, reportedly, they've been staying at her mom's house in Montana, so they haven't been photographed in public for months. And with the whole COVID thing going on, she was able to just lay low and have a pregnancy, a very private pregnancy. And as for Instagram, Justin recently shared a throwback pic saying, "Summer's gonna look a little different this year," which people are now saying that there was a hint that there's a new baby. Frank, trying to keep that here's what they're pretty much known for. How many pictures of their son have you seen?
None.
They're very, very private of keeping their son Silas, who's 5 years old, keeping him out of the spotlight. So does this seem on brand for them that we had no idea a baby number two was on the way?
I'll tell you what the truth is,
Frank.
Remember back when Justin was in New Orleans and there was an issue with him with that other woman on the balcony?
Yeah.
I think if you look at the timeline, Jessica was pregnant at that time. And so to come out right then that he might be walking out on Jessica while she's pregnant would only make him look even worse.
Ooh.
So they kept the whole thing secret to let it like fly by and hope nobody remember it. But I did.
Come on, Frank, with the
tea. Frank remembered.
And that's the truth.
Frank,
that's
all right, y'all. Well, unfortunately, this past weekend, man, we lost the great John Lewis, and many government officials jumped on social media to honor the late civil rights leader and politician, including Senator Marco Rubio. Now, although Marco most likely had the best of intentions, he made a major hiccup by posting a photo of the late civil rights activist and U.S. Representative Elijah Cummings instead of John Lewis in his initial tweet. Now, and you know Black Twitter, yo, we on it like a hawk, man.
Yeah.
So they was on his neck immediately. And listen, so he quickly changed the photo to a nice picture of him and Mr. Lewis and admitted his mistake.
And a lot of people were saying they did look similar on that picture.
Yeah, but I mean, still strong and wrong, you know.
Right.
So Twitter jumped at him, but... But it happens to the best of us. Even the newest member of the Dish Nation family, Sherry Shepherd, didn't want Marco Rubio to feel bad about his Twitter gaffe. So she posted her Google search screenshot and posted it to social media with this caption. And you're not alone, Senator Marco Rubio. Corporations confuse me for Octavia Spencer all the time. Oh, what do you think it is? The round face? Is it the boobs? And you know what? Just to verify this, we went to Google ourselves this morning, and it was still like this. So we got
to
make that change.
This is disrespectful. They need to change this right now. Both women are super famous in their own right. Like, hell no, you will not be mixing them up like this.
Right. Right.
Oh, but nobody gets up in arms when they think I'm Amy Poehler or Terry Polo. No one has a problem
or
with that.
Or Hulk Hogan.
I'll tell you what.
Listen up with you too, Heidi. Hulk Hogan wants his identity. He is really? Very famous. You are not allowed to wear bandanas, Heidi, okay?
Well, you guys, on a more serious note, we at Dish Nation would like to pay tribute to iconic civil rights leaders we lost this weekend, John Lewis and C.T. Vivian. The two freedom riders were prominent figures during the civil rights movement who worked alongside Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., marching from Selma to Montgomery, Alabama on Bloody Sunday, along with Reverend Hosea Williams, and always fighting against racial inequality and injustice.
Portia, these men were friends of your grandfather. Did you ever get a chance to meet them?
No, I didn't. I actually feel like I was definitely in the room with C.T. Vivian a couple times because he's volunteered with my family's charity, Jose, for Hosea. But no, I haven't. I didn't get the pleasure to meet them and speak with them. But, you know, I admired them so much. And, I just thank them so much for everything they did for our people. And they fought the good fight all the way until the end. Both of these men have still been very active late in age. Yeah. So it's just... thankful for their lives.
Yeah, man. Both of these guys both laid the foundation for the movement, so we gotta keep pushing. We gotta keep going, and we can't just let it rest on these two. And it's so dope to see, like, you know, even with what you're doing, Portia, going out there and protesting and campaigning and letting people know that, you know, there's still tons of injustice out there. We gotta keep that rocking.
That's right, y'all. And although both men have transitioned, we are forever thankful for their leadership and always getting into good trouble for the cause.
That's heck right. Yeah. I love it. I love, though, that the young generation is looking back at history and seeing what they've done, and they are very knowledgeable of these two men and what they've done, and they are carrying the baton. These young people, they have a brand new energy, and as they say, they have messed with the wrong generation. They are not.
Yeah, they're
going
to change the world, for sure.
That's right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the thing is, I mean, as far as John Lewis, we weren't taught about John Lewis in history when I was growing up, and to actually learn about him and the movement and the nonviolent protests and what he had put up with and him speaking, it was absolutely amazing. And I think that should be required history lessons, not just February.
Right.
Absolutely. All right, y'all. Coming up, Kanye West has done it again. We'll tell you more after the break. Dish
Nation. Are you having trouble paying your taxes? Listen, you are not alone. If you're having problems with the IRS, don't try to fight them by yourself. It's time to get help. The IRS charges high interest and penalties if you fail to pay. They even have the help of private debt collection agencies collecting outstanding taxes. They can garnish your wages and put liens on your property. But Civic Tax can protect you from the IRS and those collection agencies. If you have $10,000 or more in back taxes, go ahead and call Civic Tax Relief for free information right now. You might qualify for the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. They can help you with IRS audit defense, wage garnishment, and tax settlement. You could save thousands in tax forgiveness. You may qualify for other special relief programs based on your unique situation. Civic Tax Relief Special Tax Hotline can help you find out all the relief programs you qualify for. Just call 800-506-5803. Don't wait. The consultation and information is free, and this call could save you thousands. Call now. 800-506-5803. That's 800-506-5803.
Dish Nation.
All right, y'all. Well, Kanye West hit the campaign trail and did his first public campaign rally over the weekend in South Carolina. And somehow during his rant, he brought up Harriet Tubman, which didn't really sit well with people. Take a listen.
Well, Harriet Tubman never actually freed the slaves. She just had the slaves go work for other white people.
Y'all, we leaving right now.
All right. So you know Kanye West's history book is different from ours, right?
Yeah.
Clearly. He got the remix version. Well, and also, you know, if you notice, he was rocking a bulletproof vest and he shaved his head, which got a lot of people thinking that he was not in his right mind that day. But you know what? You're Kanye West. You're probably going to need that bulletproof vest, especially
in South
Carolina.
Like 2020 wrote on his head or shaved in his head or something like that?
On the side. side. Something was definitely on the side. Yeah.
All right, so Portia, what did you think about what he said about Harriet Tubman?
Now listen. I know you asked me for a reason. And let me say this. I do not approve of this message, okay? Well, we made mistakes. We got to go to higher learning now. Come on now. We ain't going to do this to Ms. Tubman.
Yeah. Kanye West may not be, like, the most solid candidate, but at least he has emotion and feels a certain way about certain things, and he's not controlled. But maybe he does need a little control. Well, Chewy, do you think he would make a good president? And if so, who you think would be a good running mate for him?
You know what? I find no satisfaction in seeing the deterioration of a fellow human being. Having said that, I think the people around him, the enablers and his yes men, I think they need to intervene and get this man some real... They need to get this man some real help, man. He's literally crying in front of us and having a breakdown in front of us.
But I think he would make a great president, and I think Portia would make a great running mate with him because they both don't know Black history. So that would be great.
Hey!
You can kiss all of my historical ass.
Well, y'all, moving on, it looks like August Alsina wanted to capitalize off the word entanglement after Jada Pinkett Smith used the term to describe her relationship with him. Well, August released a track called Entanglements featuring Rick Ross recently and spilled all kinds of tea in the song. But I'm gonna let y'all hear it for yourselves and you tell me if you want to blast it or trash it.
Mission of entanglement. It's when you tangle in the sheets. Girl, I know that we don't come in a relationship.
Yo, the record is dope. Shout out to August. Shout out to Rosé. But I think it was such a bird thing to do. You know what I mean? Like, at the end of the day, you use this whole situation to propel your song. And there are some people who are, like, looking at you with the side eye. Like, you know, it's almost like the person that slept with the teacher and then told everybody and got the teacher in trouble. Like, that's kind of like what this song is like.
I just think it's super tacky. And who kisses and tells? Don't do that, man. Just because you know this is trending and this is what people are talking about, don't jump on that wave too, man. Be private about your stuff and walk away and shut up and just keep it moving, bro. Like, stop it.
Yeah.
You look real foolish. You look real foolish, bro.
No, because back in my day, they didn't call it entanglement. You were screwing, but now it's entanglement. But I couldn't experience entanglement.
Oh my God. Garrett, the only time Garrett been in entanglement is when his bracelet get caught on his belt buckle.
We've got it, everybody. We've got it.
All right, y'all. Up next, we go thirst trapping with the stars. Make sure y'all come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, y'all. We're back, and it's time for
thirst trapping with the stars.
We have y'all Miss Chrissy Teigen, honey, just thirst trapping her husband, honey, John Legend. Now his booty cheeks are out, and honey, look at this.
All right, John, see what you're working with,
you know,
buddy.
You can tell she's not a real African-American woman, because ain't no way in hell a Black woman would be having her husband's booty out like she got that man, honey, pimping him like that.
Okay.
I just don't believe
it. No lie. John Legend's leg, thighs, butt ratio, it looks like a bad woman down here in Atlanta. I'm just saying he is very shapely. He's shapely. He is shapely. He's stacked.
All right, y'all. See, I think this is a thirst trap or not.
It's a thirst trap on her part, but not me.
Chrissy's part is a thirst trap, but not John's part.
He's trying to be low-key with thirsting. It. She's not.
Yeah. Thirsting over her husband. It's cute.
She tired of him, baby. She ready to, honey, entangle with somebody else.
Oh, no, not entangle.
All right, coming up next, this lady right here looks like she's been in an entanglement with the gym. Now, we talk about Jada Pinkett's mom, Adrienne Norris. Now, she posted a photo looking cut with two T's. Check out the caption. A good look in the mirror always does the trick. Elliptical, here I come.
Wow. She looks amazing.
Not everybody looks this good when they hit the elliptical.
She's good, okay? Like I said, anybody over 50 that call themselves posting a picture or whatever, it is not a thirst trap because they look amazing.
No, that's a thirst trap, Brad.
I think it's a thirst trap.
It's not a thirst trap.
Me too, that's a thirst trap.
No.
She's trying to be like her daughter and entangle with a young man. That's what that is.
No. Look how good she looked, though. No, once you get over 50, it's not a thirst trap.
Listen, I've never had a six-pack in my entire life, but I hope to get one in my 40s and 50s, and I hope I look something like this when I'm that age, man. She looks amazing.
But don't be like me. I hang my clothes on my elliptical. You gotta use it.
Don't do that. Okay, y'all, last but not least, we have a young Marvel hero, Spider-Man, a.k.a. Tom Holland. He went from scrawny to looking like a beefcake. The actor posted a topless photo to his Instagram stories and said his inspiration for the transformation was working with Mark Wahlberg.
Yo, I mean, but if you've been following, like, him and him doing all these Spider-Man movies, he's kind of been this cut the whole time.
Right. Yeah. Are these Marvel actors, if you're a part of these franchises, you're getting paid at least.
You're gonna look good.
You're gonna look good. That has to be your life, training and eating right, because you're in you're in the spandex all day long. So that's hell yeah, if I was Spider-Man, I'd be looking just like this too. Trust me.
Really?
Yeah, you can't climb a building looking regular. Are you serious? Can't go fall your ass straight to the ground. Okay.
Doing structural damage to the building, swinging from it because you weigh too much. Like, yeah, man, you gotta be in a certain shape.
So what's up, you guys? Is this a thirst trap or not? What's up?
It's a thirst trap. That man is sucking in so hard that his front has now connected to the back, okay? He is thirst trapping.
Y'all know what time it is?
It's deal time!
Yes, and you're gonna love this. The two-pack therapeutic memory foam pillows with iCool technology. These high-quality solid memory foam pillows are guaranteed to ensure a good night's rest, and the pressure-relieving pillow is designed for all sleep styles, and the open-cell memory foam provides the support and comfort that you need.
Ooh, now, girl, I need something, honey, to support all this neck, baby, honey, so I'm just resting at night, child.
Well, you're in luck, Gary, because this gel-infused memory foam is engineered with iCool technology system for exceptional ventilation for cool and supportive comfort all night long, and the circular knit fabric cover adds an extra element of comfort.
Wow, Brad, how much is it?
Well, get ready to snore head crack, because usually these pillows run as high as $120, but for our Dish Nation family, you get two pillows for just $39.
Oh, what?
Just go to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
Okay, coming up, we'll tell you what a waitress thought about her celebrity clients, Beyonce and Kylie Jenner, and more after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, you guys, this story is so good. I promise you, you're going to love it. There was a former waitress. Her name is Julia. She made a TikTok video rating her experience with celebrities when she was working as a waitress in these high-end Manhattan restaurants. And a few of the celebs on her list, God, this is so good. Kylie Jenner. Now, she rated Kylie Jenner a 2 out of 10. She did that because she said that Kylie Jenner left her a $20 tip on a $500.
Wow. Oh, that's
that is horrible. And Haley Baldwin. Now, Haley Baldwin got a 3.5 for never being nice every time she met her. Now, Haley has recently apologized after seeing this viral TikTok video.
Oh.
And Beyonce, we can all put our guesses in. How did Beyonce do? Well,
I'll tell you.
She scored 10 million out of 10 this
week. Wow, so impossible.
She says while she didn't speak too much, to the Queen Bee. She said she did walk B&J to their table, and as they were leaving, Beyonce looked her right in the eyes and said, thank you.
I applaud her for ranking celebrities. I applaud her for making this list. I gauge people on how they treat waiters and waitresses and valet people.
Yep,
like, if you treat them poorly, I don't want nothing to do with you as a human being ever again.
Oh. But how did Kylie even get the chance to pay that little on it? Because when we are in a group, they already add their damn gratuity before I even get my check back.
But maybe it's because this waitress, Julia, is so incredibly gorgeous that, you know, good-looking women don't really like other good-looking women. I'd give her a big tip.
You would not. Yeah. You don't have a big tip.
Not a big tip, right?
I'd give her just the tip.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.